Welcome to Mornings with Matt White, right here on SEN.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday, September 28. Mostly sunny around Sydney today, 23 for the city, but a few clouds around in the west and a top of 25. Well, here we go. COVID chaos strikes again. So 5 days away until the grand final, and we'll need to be keeping a close eye on the Queensland COVID situation this morning that Vossi has been telling you about on the breakfast show. So it's understood the Queensland government and the NRL are in crisis talks over the staging of Queensland's first ever grand final, with an infectious diseases expert saying she believes the event should be postponed. Now, this comes after reports of a second COVID-19 case in Brisbane in just a matter of hours, with a guest house in South Brisbane under police guard. More than a dozen people have been placed into isolation. Queensland Health is expected to report 3 new cases this morning. An aviation worker, his wife, and that South Brisbane case, with more contact sites to be added. So the worry here is that there are clusters and they are starting to grow. Professor Mary Louise McClaws of the University of New South Wales had this to say on the Today Show this morning about the grand final.
The weekend is only several days away, and that could be a super spreading event. So we're going to have to think very fast whether or not that should go ahead with the same number of people. And I'd be surprised if they cancel it, but I personally think they should. So having that game, I know they're looking forward to it, but it's going to be a potential spreading event.
That's the professor this morning. 7 News Brisbane reporter Chris Gary told Breakfast with Vossi that he's hearing that a lockdown is coming.
Certainly, that's what we believe will happen, is that there's going to be some sort of lockdown. That doesn't mean it's going to be everyone back in your houses, don't leave. It could be, you know, just low-level lockdown, so we're not quite sure. But I think if they really want the grand final to go ahead and there's any hope of that at Suncorp with a full crowd, you'd think that a lockdown would only help that. Hopefully, after a few days, understand more about the cases and exposure sites and what numbers we're dealing with. So, a tricky one. For the government and the NRL. Look, hopefully it's not nearly as bad, but the nature of the lack of information about the cases and the multiple explosion sites, if history's any guide, it's not good.
So this is a moving beast this morning. Of course, the big sporting question in all of this is, what does any lockdown, possible lockdown, mean for the grand final? It's set to be held, of course, at Suncorp Stadium on Sunday night. Now, the NRL does have a contingency plan in place to relocate up to Townsville, which I understand is already being prepped as we speak and has been for the last few days. So this is nothing new. They always had a fallback plan. We have reached out to Queensland Country Bank Stadium this morning. They've said to us they'd rather sit out a request for an interview until they know what kind of announcement is made. So we'll be staying on top of that this morning. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk will be having a press conference in about 25 minutes' time. So we'll keep you across that right here on 1170 SEN. Well, in a season like no other, the Dally M has delivered a winner like no other at an awards night like no other. What did you make of the Dally M? Congratulations to a worthy winner in Tom Trbojevic. 15 regular season games, but enough points to win it with a round remaining. Extraordinary. He ended up finishing his entire season, which included Manly's final games, with 32 line breaks, 131 tackle busts, 31 try assists, and 28 tries. By any stretch, that is a crazy set of numbers. Turbo, 35 votes, beat Nathan Cleary, 30 votes, Cody Walker, 29, James Tedesco, 23, and Daly Cherry Evans, 23. And he spoke very well last night.
You know, what an honour it is to win this award. You know, I was just reading through the past winners just then, and to be recognised amongst that list, it's pretty special. And you know, I don't think it ever really sink in. I'll start with the thank yous to the NRL and the Queensland government. You know, what they've done over the past 3 months has been, you know, it's remarkable. You know, transferring the whole game up here and being able to play footy and just doing what we love doing. Everyone's very thankful for that, and, you know, we can't thank them enough. To the Manly boys, to Desi, Chez and the playing group, couldn't have done this one without you. This medal is a beneficiary of all your hard work and effort, and I can't thank you enough for it. To the family back home, Mum and Dad, you know how much I love and miss you. I appreciate everything you've done for me over the years, and like I said before, this medal's, you know, on the back of everything you've done for me, and, you know, without you two, I wouldn't be getting it, so big thank you.
A very worthy winner of the game's highest individual honour. Now, the news focus on rugby league today will start to zero in on this video doing the rounds of some Melbourne Storm players filmed in a room with a white substance on the table. Everybody avoided the issue last night, ducking and weaving at the Dally M's in a case of let's leave it until tomorrow. Well, tomorrow has arrived, and the NRL Integrity Unit can't be dragging its feet on this. Neither can the Melbourne Storm. We'll see what unfolds today. And, of course, without making any accusations, it is a very bad look for the game, especially in grand final week. Speaking of weird looks, what about the Penrith Panthers rolling out their own episode of MASH yesterday? Brian To'o rolling around in a wheelchair, Dylan Walker hobbling about on crutches, James Fisher-Harris in a leg brace. They couldn't walk or roll past the cameras enough. If they're trying to talk up some injury concerns, the point was well and truly clearly made. But if the Panthers are playing some mind games ahead of the grand final, I can't imagine that Wayne Bennett was sitting back last night and was either falling for it or was worried about it.